This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Number two, this is Lock and Load. Here we are off of the post-shot show minutia, which all of the schedule-rending things that come along with that. So this week, as a special treat, we're going to have not one, but two Super Dave Harringtons, and we're going to start with this one today. Good morning, sir. Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, LLC.
How's it going, Mr. Bill?
It's going.
Pretty good.
Pretty good. I want to talk about the new guys, the ones that are just now beginning to explore what it means to train with guns and train to be a gunfighter and train for armed self-defense, all that other stuff. A lot of them are going to be going to places like YouTube and the various things online, and they're going to be given all kinds of different advice on what they should and should not do. So I want to talk about those things and, you know, along the way, if you have any stories relating to people that have come to you with this kind of stuff, I'd love to hear that. You good?
Wow. I don't know, man. You're freaking me out because you just said, kind of pits me against the internet. That's Dave against the internet.
No, it isn't.
No,
it isn't.
No, I'm just joking, man. But however, you're absolutely correct. You got to be careful about, you know, I just had a conversation on Facebook about this exact topic.
Yeah.
In respect to what entry-level people have access to on YouTube and, you know, Facebook and other platforms out there. What is real? What has value?
Right.
And what should or should you not do? And we can talk about all of that. I can speak to those things easily to kind of give you some guidance to go by when you watch these videos.
Right.
And you can kind of look at the template I'll give you, verbal template. If you're listening, get something to write with because you're going to have to write these down.
Copious notes.
And we'll go from there.
I like it. So let's start with the first thing. The first thing I think everybody wonders is what caliber. And there was a time when everybody thought in order to be a man, whatever your caliber was, it had to at least begin with a 4. And I was of that mindset, and there's nothing wrong with some of these calibers. Like, but my first Glock was a 40 caliber Glock 22, which in my hands, a 40 caliber is snappier than a 10 millimeter. I don't know why that is. Maybe it's because of the size of the gun, because they stuck it in a 9 millimeter size gun. But with calibers, how important is caliber choice for someone who has no opinion about caliber? They're looking for it, and there's all these people that are like, well, you know, 45 will stop you dead in your tracks, stopping power, this, that. All these other little myths they put out there about handgun rounds.
Okay, observation.
Yeah.
Caliber, you know, size matters, guys. Generally, the first thing that comes to matter is, do you even know how to shoot yet? And do you understand shot placement matters more than caliber? You can't have that caliber argument unless you can shoot.
Right.
And you know you can hit the target. So that whole caliber issue kind of seems to be the first go-to. It has that illusion of being the first go-to.
Right.
But it's actually not. Because if I hit you in the eye socket with a .22 caliber, you're going down.
Right.
Pretty quick. And that is the end result of caliber selection married to the skill applying the, you know, solution, the shooting solution to whatever the construct of the firing problem is. But there's a lot of points of interest, and that's a very good one that you bring up, Mr. Bill, that there are so many different aspects or perceptions out there about what an entry-level person should or should not do. It can be overwhelming, almost instantly overwhelming, for the average bear to try to sift through it all. And this is the same conversation like I mentioned earlier about having on Facebook. How do you identify what is real? Either, you know, from the internet source or from the individual you're talking to.
Right.
Now, one thing I want to caution you about is just because of the source, you kind of have to listen and do the homework on the material first and evaluate the source once you've had an opportunity to evaluate the material that they're putting out. Because don't fall into the trap of getting sucked into the cult of personality issue with someone that is extremely popular, but some of the things they're doing might not be some of the things you should be doing in a specific environment. I don't know. You know, it's, maybe they're not as well-rounded as they could be. It's not me, for me to say. But there's always, I keep this in the back of my mind, there's always someone better out there. There's always, no matter who you come into contact with.
Right.
In any specific avenue you want to go, there's always somebody better or somebody that knows something more or different perspectives. But let's come back to Earth.
Well, I'm going to make a comparison about that cult of personality in just a minute, but coming back.
Okay, cool. Let me give you a couple of things you need to know and understand.
Right.
First of all, what is your purpose for the firearm? Whatever you want to use the firearm for is generally going to determine its size, caliber, size. Does it fit your hand? Is it easy to use? Is it a pocket gun? Do you need a pocket gun caliber, which is generally a .380? I would not go any smaller than a .380, which is kind of known as a 9mm short.
Right.
Cursed. It's, but that is a pocket gun, and I do not recommend entry-level people or, you know, your average bear to carry pocket guns. I know that seems to be the thing to do, but pocket guns require not only skill, but the will. They're close-range guns.
Yeah.
Pocket guns are for killing people at extremely close range, which is basically in your face.
Right.
No further than arms extension.
I tell you what, hang on for me right there, because we've got to get into the meat, and we're about to get into the break. So Combat Speed LLC, this is where Super Dave teaches. The gigs are starting to come up. They're starting to occur once again. The training is beginning to blossom as we come into, as we head towards spring. But today we're just talking basic fundamentals. with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Darren Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Darren is the one who trained the one, and he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins spanning across decades is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at DarrenTactical.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load, talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed, asking the early questions that you, as if you're a new gun owner, these are the kind of things you need to consider. You are about to get off into some stuff there with the pocket pistols. Explain why a pocket pistol is a bad idea, especially that whole proximity idea.
Well, they're small. Even with, you know, good shot placement, you know, power is an issue. That's why I would not go any smaller than 380 in some instances. However, I would choose 22 caliber over 380 because of its ability to penetrate.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. I don't want to turn this into a ballistics thing.
Right.
Get your note, go to your notepads and write this down. One, when you're, this is basically some notes to evaluate how you, look at the material. Once you review or watch a video, based on the personality he's putting that out, keep that in the back of your mind. It's really not important. But if the material sounds good and makes you think, it's probably good. If you get a bad feeling about it, it's probably not good. And if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is too good to be true. and go from there. But when you research or search for these videos, make sure you're searching for information specifically about the make and model of firearms that you are using. Don't just, you know, take it for granted that, well, if it works for this type of gun, it's going to work for my type of gun. No. Get specific, because everything that you see, think, and feel about what you're watching informational-wise is going to have a print in your mind in respect of what you need to be seeing, thinking, and feeling with your firearms when you're training and practicing with them. So set yourself up for success from the very beginning by reviewing material that involves the specific make and model of the firearms that you're using. All right, next.
So I guess the one thing about the videos, though, when you were talking about the cult of personality, I remember when I was first starting to get back into training really seriously, the first thing I saw was the Magpul Dynamics series with Chris Costa and Travis Haley. That popped up a lot if you were looking for gun training, right? And
right.
Watching those guys shoot, now these guys, or James Yeager, you know, watching him shoot, watching you shoot, when you guys are at full speed, this is not just because this just happened. This is the culmination of decades of training and tens of thousands of rounds downrange. This is how you have perfected the art of armed self-defense. This is why you're so fast. It's why you're so accurate. And it's why you make it look like it's so effortless. But they don't ever say that when they're putting the video out. Now, the one thing I'll say about your videos is your videos, you go through all of the mundane steps, the parts that get left out of the glitzy videos, and sort of lay the groundwork for the idea that this is actually a work in progress. And some of the other guys, when they're out there, when they're pulling the trigger, they're good. And they look good. And everybody wants to look like them. I mean, and that whole cult of personality thing, there's been... I know people that fanboy over other instructors to the point where they'll blow up a picture of them and want to find out what socks they're wearing. And that's not something you can do when you're new, is it?
Well,
maybe the sock
part.
You know,
yeah, America, sure. You can do anything you want to do.
But if you're trying to learn how to shoot, you don't need to try to get out there and be quick draw McGraw, do you?
No, not at all. And that's not what it's about. At all, you know. I mean, you can't miss fast enough. You can't, you know. You can kill yourself.
Yeah.
You can do something stupid and kill yourself just as easily as you can kill somebody else. It's not a game. It's not. You know, you can't hit delete. You can't hit backspace.
Or reload.
You can't highlight, cut and paste.
Yeah, you can't. You can't redo that one if you mess it up.
Yeah, no redos. But anyway, there was something that you said earlier that brought up a point of interest.
Sure.
And it just slipped my mind because I started to think about something else. What else you got?
Well, then comes a lot of people are going to be like, what's the best gun for self-defense? Now, that becomes completely, it's almost subjective. It's not objective because what works for me may not work for you. It comes down to ergonomics, what's your hand shape like, what
Okay, I beg to differ.
Okay, go. Beg to differ.
I'm gonna have to disagree with you on that, dude.
Okay.
Because here's the deal. If you only had one pistol to rely on, just call it, man. What would it be?
Me?
Yeah.
At this point, it'd be Glock.
Okay, cool. So it'd be a Glock what? 17? 19?
It would be...
Call it a Glock 19. It's the most popular handgun on the face of the planet.
Sure.
Now imagine that. If someone had to make a decision that there was going to be one pistol on the face of this planet that you had to rely on, and it was going to be a Glock 19. Guess what? It would be a Glock 19 because now you don't have a choice. You
right.
See what I mean?
Right.
So the fact of the matter is, this whole choice thing is a freedom-based action. You understand what I'm saying?
I do.
So with all this political stuff we've got going on, you pushed a button now on you, man. And I gotta get this off my chest. You know, freedom is about choice, having a choice. And that's what we're looking at here with all this Joe Biden stuff.
Yeah.
So get on the right side of it. But my point being is, to the Glock 19 thing, if there was only one pistol on the face of the planet for everybody to use, guess what? Everybody would figure it out because it's not that hard. You know what I mean?
I see your point. I do see your point. However, would you agree with me that there's some to where there's some guns that just work with some people to where they don't have to figure it out if they, given the choices they have available to them?
No, I totally get it. And the only point that I'll agree with that supports your argument is an individual's physiology. You know, based on the size, basically to narrow it down, the size of their hands. You know, for some, the 19 would be too small.
Right.
Yeah, and even though the reverse would be true. For some, the 19 would probably be too big. I don't know. But, you know, when your choice is the selection of human beings across the face of the planet, you know, that's pretty good. You'll figure that out.
Hang on for me, if you will. We'll be right back talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
For 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. A decision in former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial in New York might be reached as early as this week. State Attorney General Letitia James is asking a Manhattan judge to mandate that Trump pay a fine of $370 million in her case against him. The case alleges that Trump falsely inflated the value of real estate to secure more favorable loans. The judge's ruling was anticipated by the end of January. A recent report from the Department of Justice reveals that schools rank as the third most frequently reported locations for hate crimes in the U.S. The numbers surged, more than doubling from 2020 to 2022. Amazon has decided to halt its acquisition of iRobot. Monday, both companies disclosed that they have mutually agreed to cancel the deal, citing no path to regulatory approval in the European Union. Consequently, Amazon is obligated to pay a termination fee of $94 million. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load, and I am speaking with Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. And we're doing some Q&A for the new gun owner today. And we've been talking pistols, we've talked calibers. Let's talk about the mechanics of actually carrying a gun. There's a lot of people, and you were talking about how the small pistols are very, very very popular right now because they're quote unquote easy to carry, easy to hide. And is the trend more about comfort, or is it more about not? Because I have adopted the way my pants, you know, I get pants that are an inch or two bigger than I would have to wear because I carry inside the waistband, right? And some of my belts I cut bigger. If you're getting some of these belts that you can cut down to size, I cut mine bigger for inside the waistband carry. So I have adjusted my wardrobe and the way I wear my wardrobe to the habit I have, which is carrying a gun. But some people don't want to do that, so they get a gun they can carry. However, are they creating a problem down the road? Have you ever had anybody come through a class or seen anybody train with like a one of these little itty-bitty double-stack 9mm pistols for 1,500 rounds 2 days over the weekend? You ever seen that?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. On several occasions, I've had individuals run, and I've kind of been known in the past to run some of the highest round count programs extant. And guys will run a G26 and, you know, do extremely well.
Right.
But I, you know, now that you make me think about it, those are the only guns that I remember on four different circumstances. They were all G26s.
Right.
Different individuals, but same blaster. That might be telling right there.
Well, for me, if it's not a gun, I'm going to, if it's, when I was at Tactical Response, there was a kid there. This kid was loose. He was tight. You know, he was flexible. He could hide behind anything, but he was running a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield single stack.
Right.
And before the class was over, after he'd watched everybody else out there run through the stuff, the first thing he said when I was saying, man, kid, you can get behind just about anything, can't you? He said, I can, but I'm going to have to get me a full-size double stack gun. Because as he was out there training, and because, you know, in Tactical Response, it's not about shoot, it's about gun or fight. And they want you to train there like you would in a real gunfight. And he's doing it. Right. He's having to reload twice as often as the rest of us are. And he saw that shortcoming. So.
How old was he? Do you remember how old he was?
He was probably 22. I mean, he was new. Cool. He was new. He was new to the whole dynamic of all of it. But
right, I get it.
To me, if it's not a gun that you would take to your class or tactical response classes and shoot 1,500 rounds through it in a weekend, if that's not what you're going to do with it, I go by the Jaeger school of thought. That's not a fighting handgun. If it's a gun,
right? No, I understand that. But let me say this, man, about that.
Yeah.
Guns wear out. They're machines. I'm a gun killer. I use a gun, a pistol is a tool
right.
to me. I'll run X amount of rounds through it. And, before, you know, sometimes I've lost count and killed them. So I just hang on to them, you know, put them in the pile of dead guns. If I haven't destroyed them, I'll move them on down the road.
Yeah.
But I understand your sentiment on being able to do that, but, you know, let's just look at that for a second, man. Let's just say you go, you know, what is a high round count on a pistol? I'm asking you, what would you consider a high round count on a pistol?
35,000.
Yeah. There you go. Now, dig this, entry-level guys, the average bears out there listening. Before you fall into this trap and start talking smack about, I put 60,000 rounds through this pistol, I want you to think about something. Do the math, especially nowadays, on how much 60,000 rounds of ammunition cost versus how much your pistol cost, and then do the math. You know, it doesn't make much sense. Buy a new gun. You know, accuracy becomes questionable out of the gun that you've put, you know, 10, 15,000 rounds through. Move it and start with a new gun. You know, it's not a big deal. You shouldn't be looking at, unless you're spending the money on a custom or extremely rare firearm that you want to keep in the family and pass down as a family heirloom or something like that. You know, these carry guns, fighting handguns, whatever you want to call them, combat handguns, whatever you want to call them, they're tools.
Right.
You know, use them for what they're worth and get rid of them.
So you have a pile of dead guns?
Yeah, pretty much.
You know, you should probably
becomes problematic at times.
Yeah, you should probably think about selling those as like, you know, those NFT things they were talking about, those things you could sell as like works of art or tokens or whatever. You could like get a shot, autograph them and sell them.
You're killing me, man. Stop it. You're killing me.
Well, I mean, to that end, when somebody starts thinking about training, in some places, in some towns, in some states, in some cities, a training school might be in the phone book. But once they
okay,
go,
dig this. Yeah. You sparked my mind. Let me put this out. I think this is very important for the entry level guys to understand.
Yeah.
Look, flat out, training can be an expensive proposition. by the time you pay the train fee, pay for your ammunition, food, lodging, transportation, if that's part of the gig. Not to mention, do you have to take vacation from work?
Right.
Are you traveling? Are you flying? Blah, blah, blah. What kind of firearms are required? I mean, ad infinitum. Okay. It's a big deal. So, can you afford to do it in the first place? If affording training is questionable, don't think that just because you can't afford it, you can't do it. All right? There's plenty of source material, and I know plenty of individuals that basically are self-made men and women who have done the homework and done the math. And when I first met a few of these individuals, you know, they explained to me right up front that they didn't have any formal training, which I thought was very cool. And I just basically said, that's okay. I mean, as far as, you know, I'll evaluate what you've got going on as far as your ability to be safe, but show me what you've got, you know, show me what you're bringing to the table, because that just, I'm going to, you know, that's all part of the gig anyway. I'm going to evaluate what you're bringing to the table because, you know, that's important to me because I'm going to take you as far as I can go with not only what you've got, but as far as I can take you with what I think you can handle. So let's go.
Well,
and I couldn't do that if you as the individual didn't have the self-discipline to train and condition yourself. There's nothing, you know, wrong. You don't have to have a laundry list of qualifications or certifications or any of that. This is a performance-oriented endeavor.
Hang on right there. Talking to Super Dave Harrington. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnyvae heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnyvae heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnyvae heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunnyvae heating pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunnyvae.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Welcome back. We're talking to Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. We're not able to cover everything simply because, we can't cover everything that you would need to do as a new shooter.
Yeah, but we can try.
We're trying our best, and we may do this again as well. But anyway, we were talking about some of the self-made people that you know that have become trainers and everything else. And
right. Let me close that segment out.
Yes.
You don't mind that.
Absolutely.
On that. Closing out that last segment on this being a performance oriented endeavor.
Right.
Okay. As far as, you know, doing homework yourself and being a self-made person, drive on with that. I encourage you to do that. However, you know, don't get arrogant because you'll get your butt handed to you.
Oh, yeah.
Be humble. If you show up at a place and they ask you, you know, what you're about and where you've been and what you've done, and you say nothing, I'm self-made, that's cool. They should not have a problem with it, but they are certainly going to want you to show them what you're bringing to the table. That's, you can expect that. All right, that's all I got.
Yeah.
You got now.
Yeah. So, We'll finish this out with all this other stuff. A lot of people are going to be very concerned about the gear that goes along with carrying a gun and everything else. And how concerned should they be about the gear?
I would say very concerned, only from a standpoint that the gear is just as important or critical is the firearm that they choose to use. Because the gear, the support equipment, you know, for example, your holster, your belt, or even if you choose, generally for the females, the, like a form of off body carry, like a purse or satchel or something along those lines, it's got to be made or should be made. To service firearm. And, you know, like for, you know, a guy, a belt, a quality belt, holster, at least two additional magazine carriers to be worn on the left side and to be worn on the right side for a total of four. Additional magazines. To have enough reserve ammunition to carry what could only be considered a standard bad guy engagement today is probably, you know, at least three or four bad characters with flash mobs every now and then. A good knife. You should always have a good blade. If for anything else, cutting your seat belts, cutting yourself out of a vehicle. Good flashlights, at least two. One for administrative purposes, another light to be used for fighting. They can be either handheld or weapons mountable lights. I mean, you know, you can go on. What do you know? What do you understand? What can you apply? And do you have the equipment to support that? Did you follow all that?
I followed all of that. I did follow all of that. But see, and here comes the thing, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot or anything. You had, like, the holster you use, the Estate Rig, is designed with you in mind. Because you are fundamentally as sound as anybody's going to get when it comes to carrying a gun. You figured out one thing. Like, the thing I like about the Estate Rig is it is, one, it's concealable, but to a certain degree, it's almost a drop platform because it actually mounts the gun lower than your belt level. That's a beautiful thing.
The holster itself in relationship to the belt. Yeah, a little bit.
So that makes it easier to draw. I understand why you like that. But beyond that, you don't get too frivolous with the way it's designed or anything else. And you had somebody that would actually do that.
That gear, just so you know, that gear is Mike Benedict's spec. I had a little input on that. On the holster, as you already described.
Right.
But everything else is Mike, all the way.
Right.
I just structured the rig in the manner in which I wear it.
Well, that matters, though. That does matter. It helps out a lot. For people that would be looking at something like that, because, like I said, we're getting back into this thing where sometimes people get a little too submerged in the cult of the instructor. What would you advise them? Because does anybody actually make a holster like that commercially for sale, that like the Estate Rig?
I would have no idea, man.
I wouldn't either. I haven't ever seen.
I've seen
a lot of holsters.
I don't know how you would sift through it all.
Yeah, that's a true statement. So for them, what would, I mean, how do you even advise? I've got a box of Glock holsters. One of the reasons I settled with Glock was I have all the stuff for Glock, right?
Right.
All kinds, all manner of holsters, outside the waistband, inside the waistband, tactical, drop leg, all that. I got them all. Shoulder holster.
Right.
I've got them all. So I that's why I have that. But some people in the beginning are going to be looking, and there's so many holster makers out there today. Are there any out there that you know of that are just absolutely terrible? Because that'd be easier to narrow it down.
No, I'm don't, sure man. I just don't keep up with it.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's funny that you say that, because when you asked me that, I had the instant thought, is Phobos still in business?
I think they
because
are.
Because they were the bad guys back in the day.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Remember when Phobos first came out?
Yeah. That
wasn't funny.
I had a Phobos holster. I think I may still have a Phobos holster.
Well, don't use it.
I don't use it. The other thing I don't use, I was going to get into them, but I don't use them because they, it's just a personal idiosyncrasy with me. I'm not a big fan of the Safariland holsters, the big ones that, like, the gun rattles in it because they fit so many different types of guns and light combos that it'll hold it in place.
The choice of, you know, Safariland is a monster.
Yeah.
Okay? Nobody will ever, any holster company will spend the rest of their life trying to accomplish half of what Safariland has done. Now, dig this. That doesn't mean everything they've done is actually correct.
Right.
Some of their multi-gun holsters I don't dig on because, well, one, I've always had the privilege of having access to custom gear.
Right.
I'm guilty of that.
Right.
But, you know, it was a privilege, so I took advantage of it. Why not? So dig it. You're absolutely correct on that, man. Some of those multi-gun holsters, there was one that I used for a little while, and then I decided it was okay, man. It was a hip holster, belt hip holster, and I'm trying to remember the name, and I can't. So it must not be that important. But I used it for a little while before I decided I just didn't like it. But, yeah, it was one of those multi-gun gigs. You just got to have, I don't know, for me, speaking for myself, I have to have that individual feel.
Right.
Of the holster and the gun. So, I don't know. It's got to feel right. And in order to feel right, the holster has to be made for that specific firearm, that
right.
specific pistol. So, anyway, that's all I got on that point.
Well, and with that, we're going to let that be the last word today. Not the last word, and we'll do part two of the new gun owners Q&A later on this week. Thank you for taking the time to join me today, sir.
No worries, Mr. Bill. I enjoyed it, man. Thank you very much.
Super Dave Harrington from Combat Speed LLC. Pay attention to him on Facebook, S. Dave Harrington. As things progress, you'll see these things there. Go check them out there. As far as myself, I'll be back in about 21 hours. And between now and then, you should remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.